Sham Life from Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim and Sefer Mishle, Al Pi Torah Sham Rein Varaveinu Rav Moshe Zatzal. Shiur should be a schus for your chevet fega bas michal viz bas yachan egipo bas nomi aliza so shachol Israel. החושים העיקריים הנמצאים בפנים, the primary senses that are found in one's face, which are used in order to absorb information. Re'iya, shmiya, and reach. That's to bring in. You see, bring in. You hear, you absorb. And you smell, you absorb. Dibur lumatam. You know, it's advarim achutza. Speaking is externalizing. It's not about absorbing. The Maisa Dibur and Shmir one inyan. So the Maral explains Shemeya Koenen. Why is Shemeya, if you hear it, it's like answering? Because Shmi and Dibur are two faces of one thing. And the fact that someone hears makes the Dibur into a Dibur. Without Shmiya, the Dibur itself doesn't have a shame Dibur. The home of Dibur is Vachnis Tchanim Umashma'ut, to put content and meaning into Kalim Gashmin in a place where they could be understood and comprehended. In other words, Shmiya is the vacuum in which Dibur is active. Therefore, by Kriya Shema, we have Tanai, the Dibur Shia Shmiya La'aznav. Without the Koch of Shmiya, the Dibur doesn't have a shame Dibur. The Gra explains that the Kriya Shema. It comes in the Mishnah Lashon Rabbi, must say Koyrin is Shema, because there's no Din Shemea Ko'ene by Kriya Shema. Everybody has to read it himself. But Birchus Kriya Shema, it says in Lashon Yachi, Vashacha Mevarech, because the Din was Shemea Ko'ene. So a Yachid can make a Bracha and be Motzi everybody. By Kriya Shema, there's no Din Shemea Ko'ene. And therefore he has to read himself, and maybe he has to hear it himself. Because Dibur without Shmi is not called a Dibur. Dibur is also a Dibur Pnimi, Midaberet Aliba, like it says by Chana, Shmuel Aleph, Aleph Yud Gimel. And there also we're talking about a Shmi of Pnimis, of Dvorim HaNe'amorim, Midaberet Aliba. Shloshet HaChushim, HaRi'iyah, HaShmiya VeHareach, correspond to Chochma, Bina, and Das. Ri'ya, Chochma. V'ri'ya, tofsim et ha-yesh shebadvarim. Ri'ya is Chochma. When you have Ri'ya, you understand the yesh, the reality, the existence of things. Just seeing them without understanding their deeper meaning. That's Ri'ya. Rak ha-yesh. אני רואה את המציאות של הדברים ולא מעבר לזה. שמיעה, it's when we're toyfes את בחינת הבינה שבדברים. תפיסה של תוכן הדברים, בלי תפיסה של היש שבהם. So that's understanding the content. That's בינה. That being toyfes, their עצם מציא is the יש. שמיעה is a language of content, of details. My kamashmalan. Lo shmi'a li, kelomar lo svira li. Shmi'a mashma'ut. Mashma'ut is meaning. Shmi'a gives things meaning. Content. Understanding. Ri'iya is when you just see the tsura without a proper understanding of what it's about. Re'a, so that's Ri'a's chachma. Shmi'a's bina. And then Reach is Bevchinat HaDa'at. Bepnimiyut, Le'olam HaKavana B'Reach, Le'marechet Shel HaRegashot. Reach Hu Ha'av Shel Kol HaHergeshim. HaRegesh, Tfisa Shel Dvarim, HaKosheret Otam Le'marechet HaChayim Shel HaTofes. Betfisa Chitzonit, הדברים רק נתפסים כשלעצמם, אך לא נשמעים ותופס כחלק מהחיים שלו. להרגיש דבר מסוים היינו שהתופס חי את הדברים. ופירושו של עניין הוא שהדבר הנתפס מצטרף לעצם הרגשת החיים של הריח is das. In the premise of the world, in the premise, the reach is always talking about a system of feelings. Reach is the father of all feelings. Feelings are a perception of things that connects them to the life of the one who perceives them. In an external understanding, we only see things as they are, but we don't hear them as they are part of our lives. To feel something is that the toifes, the one who understands and perceives, lives it, and that's through feeling, through emotion. שורש העניין מתבאר על פי הגמרא. לעניין ספק חי, ספק מת, שמחללים עליו את השבת ויום הכיפורים. תנו רבנן עד היכן הוא בודק? עד חותמו. ויש אומרים, עד ליבו. אבל עניין פיקוח נפש, אפילו אבא של מודי, דעיקר חיותה באפיהו. לכתיב כל אשר נשמת רוח החיים באפיו. מבואר בגמרא שהמקום שבו נתפסים החיים אצל אדם הוא אף. You want to check if someone's alive? Go to his nose, and azo yit kapaskin da alocha, arachayim shin choftes dali. Koach hanishima shel haadam הוא כוח החיים שלו. כוח זה הוא גם כוח שבו תופסים ריח. The power of breathing is the power of a person's life. And that's also where you have reach. Where do you smell? You smell from your nose, which is your place of life, of breathing. So therefore, the tfisa of reach is tfisa mitztarefet lahargashat hachayim shel haadam. Lachen leolam reach tov is chayim. Reach ra is mavet. That's why a dead person smells so much, even worse than an avela, because a lack of chiyus of misa is even greater. And that's why, for example, spoiled food smells and feces, all the things that are poiresh men hachayim, separate from life, death smells bad. Reach is life. It's a good reach, it's good life, healthy life. If it's bad reach, it's death. Sirachon, milashon serach. Davar sirachon, smell is something that nisrach means drawn after. Davar nisrach achrei achiyut ve'ino shayach eva. V'kasher mitgale ha'inyan sh'adavar lo shayach l'chiyut, harei hu mitgale b'tzura shel reach ra. If it was mizgala that this isn't shayach l'chiyus, that's a reach ra, that's sirachon, that's nisrach achar achiyus, that's drawn after life, it's not part of life. Bamidbar tetzayin dalet vayipol al panav mepnei hamachloket shekvar ze biyadam sirachon rivi'i, because this machloket is the fourth time they stunk it up. That's the perception of aveira, reach ra. Aveira betfisa amitit eina yichola letztaref lechiyut shel haadam. זהו תוכן של מאמר חז"ל, רשעים בחייהם קרויים מתים. ריח הוא עניין הדעת, תפיסת הדברים כמציאות. המציאות לעולם היא חיים. זהו עניין של ריח, תפיסה של דברים המשייכת אותם לעצם מציאות החיים של האדם, תפיסה של דעת. Aveira, in the true understanding of Aveira, can never be mitzayrif to a person's chiyus. And that's what Chazal mean, that Rishayim, when they're alive, are called dead. Reach is an inyan of das. Your toifes advarim ki mitzius. Mitzius is always life. That's the inyan of reach. Being toifes things that relates them to the etzim mitzius hachayim, that he feels them. And that's a tfisa of das. Komasha laguf, the av of das is the lev. Komasha la panim ba'af. Lev is mishkan haregesh. The nose also is the world of regesh, because that's the world of chayim. And chayim is regesh. That's when you mitzarev to your etzem etzias hachayim, and you actually feel something. Inyan hareach kitfisa shel chayim mitba'er b'mekomot rabim. Bagmara, Amar Rabbi Chana Bar Bizna Amar Reb Shmuel Chasida, Shemun Chasida. Kol ta'anit she'ein ba miposhei Yisrael, eina ta'anit sharei chelbena reicha ra, umena'a katuv im semamanei haktoret. Al yedei hatziruf l'reach tov, mishtane inyan reach ra. Chala chiyut gam al dvarim shereicham ra. Zeho hakoach shel reach tov. That's why you have to have, and every time it's Mipoish of Yisrael, because the Chelbenah is mitstarev to the Samim Menai Yaktoires. So, through a Tseruv to Reach Tov, the Reach Ra becomes good. That's the Koach of Reach Tov. So, if you have this life of Reach Tov, it brings a Mechaya Mason Kiviyachol to the Reach Ra. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav, Minayin Shemevarchim Al HaReach, Shneamar, Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Ka. Eizehu Davar Shehaneshama Ne'anet Mimenu, Ve'en HaGuf Ne'aneh Mimenu, Hevei Omer, Ze HaReach. Neshama, Kelashon HaPasuk, Vayipach Be'apav Neshmat Chayim. When a person smells, his Nesham is being Ne'aneh. And therefore, Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Ka is Birchas HaReach. Because the Nesham is Ne'aneh when it smells. Vayipach b'ap of nishmas chayim, God blew in man's nostrils. A living soul, that's the koich hachayim. Reach is a tfisa b'koichas hachayim, not b'koichas haguf. In the Medrash it says, kol haneshama al kol neshima, or neshima, in other words, the eschatshus of chiyus that obligates a special hoido. Zeh wanyan ha-psamim b'motzei Shabbat v'yom tov. Shemikvan shenashama yitera mistalekat, so we lose our neshama yisera, we need a new hergesh achayim. And mimela we smell. Gemara b'yuma yud lametet amud bet. Izim shebiricho ayum mit ashtot mireach haktoret. Nashim shebiricho einan srichot lehitbasem mireach haktoret. Ze asod shel yiricho. Bishma gufa, munach inyan hareach. The sheep in Jericho would sneeze because the reach of Teres was so strong. Women in Yericho didn't have to put on perfume because the reach of the Teres was so strong. That's a Gemara in Yuma and daf lametes omud beis. And that, sweet friends, is the secret of Yericho. Reach, Yericho milashon reach, a very strong reach, which is obviously a very strong chiyus. B'shem Ha'ari katuv, shehareach hu achush hayachid, shelo ishtatef v'chet adam harishon. Lachen ha'tikun ha'amiti la'atid lavo, yavo ha'idei chush hareach. Adam used all four senses to sin, but not reach, and therefore the true tikun is going to come in the future by the chush hareach. So we have in Purim is all about reach. Mordechai is Mar Dror, which is a good reach. Esther is Hadassa. It says about Melech HaMashiach, Ve'hericho b'yirat Hashem, he will smell Yiras Hashem. The Gemara says, Demoreach v'doin, Sanhedrin Tzadigim Lamed Bet. He will smell and judge. Lo lamarei nav yishpot v'shafat v'tzedek dalim. Rashi shemeiriach be'adam. He's gonna give a shmek. He's gonna give a smell and he's gonna be able to judge. Ha'afchana be'davar mishteich le'malchei haTorah le'ben davar she'eino mishteich aleihem. The ability to distinguish between what relates to Torah and what doesn't relate to Torah is through Reach. And this is the Tfisa that distinguishes between life and death, a Tfisa of Das. Nida, Chaf Amud Beis, we see that through Reach you can distinguish between Dam Tameh and Dam Torah. In other words, somebody whose Tfisa Sachiyus is a Tfisa of true Chiyus, Memele Dam Tameh, which isn't Shayach to Chiyus, is Nitfas Bechush HaReach. כמי שאינו מתאים לחיים. Amazing. גמרא בשבת, פרחת עמוד ב', ואמר רבי יהושע בן לוי, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk, לחייב כרוג הספויסם, כל דיבור ודיבור שיצא מפי הקדוש ברוך הוא, מתמלא כל העולם כולו בסמים, וכיוון שמדיבור ראשון מתמלא, דיבור שני להיכן הלך, הוציא הקדוש ברוך הוא הרוח, מאוצרותיו, והיה מעביר ראשון, ראשון, שנאמר, שפתותיו שושנים נוטפות מור עובר. אל תקריא שושנים, אלא ששונים. אמר רבי יהושע בן לוי, כל דיבור ודיבור שיצא מפי הקדוש ברוך הוא, יצתה נשמתם של ישראל, שנאמר, נפשי יצא בדברו. ומאחר שמדיבור ראשון יצתה נשמתם דיבור שני, איך קיבלו? הוריד טל שעתיד להחיות בו מתים וחיה אותם, שנאמר גשם נדבות תניף אלוקים נחלתך ונלאה אתה קוננתה. אמר רבי יהושע בן לוי, כל דיבור ודיבור שיצא מפי הקדוש ברוך הוא, חזרו ישראל לאחוריהם י' ב' מיר, והיו מלאכי אשר ריק מדדין אותם, שנאמר מלאכי צבקות ידודן ידודן, אל תגיד ידודן אלא ידדון. Everything Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says comes together. Every dibur that came out of the mouth of Hashem, the world was filled with besamim. Every dibur that came out of the mouth of Hashem, yatsan, their soul left them. Every dibur that came out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then once the world was filled with a smell, where did the smell go when the second dibur came? So Hashem took out a wind, blew away the first wind, and it came in the second wind, the second smell. And then every dibur their soul left, and then it came back. They had tal of tchias hameis and the dur of tchias hameis, and every dibur that came out of the mouth of Hashem, the Jewish people jumped back 12 mil, and then the Malachi Hasharis got them back. And the union of the dibur is a ma'arechet chadasha shel chiyut ba'olam. So the world is filled with besamim, their soul comes out in order to make way for new chiyus. And that's the Reach HaBesamim that was mispashet ba'olam. So since they have this Reach of Besamim, so they have the first Chiyus, they can't be mishtayach to a new Marechus of Chiyus. And therefore the Gemara says that it was a Dover Oiver, Shemotir et Rishumo. So it left a mark, but it passed by. And then came a new chiyus. Tal is also a union of chiyus. The dibur made their soul go out because it was too much for them. And then a new chiyus came to the world through the tal. And that's the union of the yud bez mil that they jumped backwards. The Rambam says, Shabbos chav zayin aleph, the 12 mil is a shir tchum d'oraisa. So through the dibur, they went out of their makom and they went to a new chiyus. And they need the Malachi Asharis to bring them back to the previous Chiyus. So all these inyanim are adding Chiyus to the world, going out of your Chiyus and coming in, getting a new Chiyus. Gemara and Erevin Chofala from the base. That Lasid Lavo, the Tzaddikim, are going to be Dudaim Nisni Reach, they're going to give Reach. Says the Gemara, Darish Mar Bar Meri, Darish Mary Bar Mar, Maidichti v'nei shnei dudei teinim mu'adim lifnei Echal Hashem, dudei echad teinim tovot k'teinei habchorot, v'dudei echad teinim ra'ot me'od. So there's some good figs and bad figs. The good figs are the tzaddikim gemurim, the bad figs are the rishayim gemurim. Shematoymar ovid sivram u'batel sikuyam. You might think they lost their hope. Tamadomar dudaim nasnu rech. Eilu ve'elu sinin shindu rech. Not only the tzaddikim going to give rech, but even the rishayim are going to give rech. That's going to be in the future. They're all going to go into the Mahalach of Chiyus. And that's the oimek lefnime oimek of tzaddikim b'misas and nekraim chayim. And brachas yudches. And even the rishayim b'chayim kriyim mason. Because they have no shaychus to Chiyus. And ba'omek hem chayim. And that's the tikkun lasid lavo, that the chiyus that the rishayim had is going to be revealed. And that's the yin of tchiyus ha-mesim. It's not pshat, kipshutam, that the mace is going to come back to the previous matzav that he used to live. As it says in Yeshayach of Yudalev, mesim bal yichyu, they're not going to live. El zeu gilui, ba'omek shel achiyut shekayemet kval gam bizman amita. So it is a revelation of the depth of chiyus that they had already at the time of Misa. A gilui of chiyus that never left them. It just wasn't revealed. And then when we have tchiyas ha-mesim, of course there's going to be tchiyas ha-mesim. Just not kipshuta. Just not with the chiyus we have now. But with this internal chiyus that wasn't evident when we were alive. Amshech tivrei Gemara. Darash Rava, mai tichtiv adudim letnu reach, elu bachrei Yisrael, shelo tamu tam chet. Ve'ab tachenu kom bigadim, elu bnot Yisrael shemagidot petrehem lebaleyen. מדובר פה על חטא מסוים, בחורי ישראל האלו שמחזיקים את כל החיות שלהם בתוך עצמם, ולכן ריחם טוב. מי שיש פרישה מחיותו, והוא מערבה בדברים שאינם שייכים אליה, הרי שריחו רע. So these are the בחורי ישראל, who are controlling themselves, so they have a good smell, הדודיים נסנו ריח. Somebody who mixes in something bad has a ריח רע. And they have a reach tov because they held themselves back from doing the aveira. They held their chiyus in themselves, and they didn't mix their chiyus in with impure things. Reach is a tfisa shel chiyut shel daat. Daat is lashon chibur. Chibur amiti bein shnei dvarim u'kasher davar echad mitztaref lechiyuto shel hasheni. לכן בדעת אמיתית נוצרים חיים או בצורה של מצוות או בצורה של ולדות. Reach is chiyus, which we said is das. Das is chibur. A true chibur between two things is when one thing is mitztarev to the chiyus of the other. And therefore in true das, life is created because there's a chibur of chiyus of one to another. And therefore, new life is created, either with children or with mitzvahs. Das always is matzmiach something. Bagmara legabe katan, yachol echok ezayit agan, marchikim mitzvato me'era glav arba amot, echtiv Yosef dat, Yosef machov, machov matzriach. It says, by a cotton, if you can eat a kezayis dagon, then you have to, at that point, you have to distance yourself from his soa and from his meraglaim for amas, because of Yosef das, Yosef machov, machov is masirach. The more das he gets, the more sirachon there is. This is explained based on the Gemara. In Brachas Me'amad Aleph, Yilan shachem menu adam arishan, ridam erchita haisa, shen atinak yodeh likwais abu yimad shiyutam tam dagon. Rashi Shena Teneok Yodea, Vizenek Ra'itz Hadat. It's called Eitz Hadas because it has Tam Dogam. because the chita is the tree that Adam Rishon ate from. Child doesn't know how to say Abba and Ima, he doesn't have das until he's toyim dogon. So what's machoiv? What's this? You have this inyan of separating his feces smells when he can eat it because eyes have dogon, which we related now to das. It's a das was dogon. Yosef das, Yosef machoiv. More das you have, the more sirachon, because das is life, and memela, what's poirish from das is death that has a bad smell. And that's why when he reaches the age, he's eating dagon, which is das. At that point, his sirachon, his tzoa smells, and one has to distance from it. Machov in yano, heyadel chiyut miyakom shebo hidrusha. Zeu gam in yana sirachon. Dat amitit, hitfisa shel chiyut, hen b'chibur, hen b'havtala. Yodea lekor abba v'ima, v'zo tfisa b'shorash achiyut. If you know abba and ima, then you understand your shorash achiyus, where your chiyus is mischaber. That's the beginning of the tfisa amitis or tfisa sachayim. And that's also the tfisa of das. And the mela, that creates a reach ra when something separates from it. Mishal sheyachol leachol kezayit agan, marchikim mitzoato, and also mimenei raglav. Hadvarim ayu amukim me'od, v'nifla'im me'od, v'mirtz Hashem, we shall continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.